Coast FM.
For those that maybe remember the 90s, if you were listening to radio back then, you probably know in WA it was the PMFM morning crew that topped the ratings on the number one station. Now, I was lucky enough to work there back then when I was 19 and had hair, driving the Roadrunners and giving away tickets to Claremont Speedway and copies of Who magazine and icy cold Coca-Cola. But like, I was just a bit player. One of the stars of the show was Paul Redman. And I'm very sad to say that we lost the great Redman yesterday. He's only in his 50s, like 57, I think it was.
That's very sad.
Yeah, he'd been struggling with his health for the last decade or so with stomach and thyroid cancer. He'd copped a few hits, but it got him in the end.
Yep.
He was the funniest bugger ever. He was a talented songwriter. He was part of the early days of 80s band Kids in the Kitchen, so he had a lot of strings to his bow. He was also a genuinely nice bloke who actually took the time to make even the work experience kid feel welcome, and I know because I was the work experience kid in year 10. So Redman, funny bugger and good human.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you, mate.
We'll be missed.
Nikki and Demello's three things you need to know.
All right, so approaching a big weekend.
It is, isn't it?
And approaching an even bigger weekend, the one after. Mandurah's biggest is here in, well, just over a week now. March 14 and 15, Crab Fest with free fireworks and free Jebediah playing on Sunday and all sorts of entertainment.
So much free stuff.
Uh-huh. And once again, we're going to be at Mandurah Square, opening Mandurah Performing Arts Centre with the final of Coast Factor. That's happening Saturday Arvo.
Yes.
Come join us. Thanks to Mandurah Forum, Heart of the South. Congratulations to the Perth Wildcats, who defeated Cairns last night in another thriller, sending them into the NBL's first game of the Big Dance on Sunday.
There's quite a few of them, isn't there?
It's a best of five. So
it's
there'll
just
be
an unusual number.
Isn't it? So there'll be at least three grand final games. So the first one's in Sydney, then it's in Perth, then it's in Sydney, then it's in... Like, so it goes back and forth. So, yeah, they'll be trying for back-to-back titles against Sydney Kings. And Hoops fans, when NBL wraps up, SBL will be ready to slide in with Rockingham Flames and Mandurah Magic starting their campaigns in about a fortnight, the 20th, 21st. So they could still be playing the grand final when SBL starts, depending on how it goes. And look, for those who find life a bit too intense, maybe you want to get on board March 6th as the National Day of Unplugging.
Day of unplugging. Yeah, I like that.
The theory is to turn off your devices from sundown to sundown. So I'm guessing starting this evening at sundown.
You turn them off until, what, the morning?
Sundown the next day. So you go for a whole 24 hours.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, and then I guess what, you spend Sunday explaining to everyone where you went.
Yeah, catching up. The whole day catching up.
Apologising for missing everything. So apparently people who drink black coffee are more likely to be psychopaths.
Right.
An Austrian study. Well, obviously.
How can you handle that?
An Austrian study has dug up the correlation between a preference for black coffee and other bitter tastes and sadistic or psychopathic personality traits.
Wow, okay, that's an odd thing to study, but anyway.
Well, it is.
Very specific.
I mean, it could also be true that people who normally drink black coffee and don't have access to it anymore could be more likely to be psychopaths.
Yeah, if they're cut off from their black coffee, is that what turns them into psychopaths?
I'm liking to think. I think that's the one I'm going to go with. Freaky food. It's freaky food. It sure is. It's been a while between drinks, but we brought it back, ladies and gentlemen.
First one for 2020.
Now,
feels good.
Crab Fest is here in just over a week, right?
Yes.
And we've revived this to get all crabby next week, but we've got, because there's lots more than just crab. I mean, obviously it's about Blue Manor, but there's so much else going on.
Yeah, and there's a special event the day before Crab Fest that you can buy tickets for, the Seared and Smoked event.
Now, this is happening via Megatix, if you want to get yourself along to it, Friday evening. And Jason from Barbecue Events is here. Welcome.
Welcome, Thank Jason.
You. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Cool. You filled the studio with the magnificent smell of bacon.
Yeah.
It's not,
it's not just him.
And it's not even warm. Like, this is just the aroma of bacon. It's amazing.
Tell us, what have you got?
What have you made?
We've actually cooked something that we do at a lot of our events. It sort of spins customers out a bit. But it's simply just pecan pie added with bacon. So it's a maple bacon pecan pie.
So pecan pie is already a winner.
Pecan pie.
As far as I'm concerned, that's already a winner. But then you throw bacon in there too. It looks amazing. It smells fantastic. Mm. It fits the Freaky Food Friday bill.
Yeah.
So well done for putting all that together.
So you're saying that in that filling there is just bacon and
pecan. Yeah, so all we've got in there is pecan pie. We've got some, obviously, the maple syrup.
Yep.
And bacon.
American inspired, is that?
Yeah, it is. It is. A gentleman on the East Coast over in Queensland actually added the bacon in, and we sort of stole it off him back in 2017.
Thank you very much. He's tasted it, and
he said we're doing it proud. So.
All right.
Fantastic. I think we should serve some up, shall we?
And cream, whipped cream in the middle of it, too.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right, get in there.
All right, let's bring this over here.
I'm just going to take a whole slice.
Well, here you go. I'll give you a little napkin and you can...
I'm so excited about this.
I know. Look at him. He's like a kid in a candy store.
Honestly, it's been so long since people fed us. It's fantastic.
So hungry. Wow, that's dense.
Wow, thank you very much.
All right. Where's a little slither? Oh, my, that's not a slither. There we go.
Oh.
All right, here we go. I'm going to get a little bit of cream on mine.
Oh, my God.
Good.
What's the thoughts?
Beyond.
You can see the filling, the bacon filling there.
The glistening sweetness.
What do you think?
The bacon, it's amazing.
It's not too over the top, is it?
No.
It actually works really well. That bacon with that pecan really well.
You might need to just chat for a bit because I think I may have...
So this is not one of the dishes, obviously, we're not going to be doing on the Friday night for the ticket event, unfortunately, guys. But we do showcase that a lot of our events. But what you can taste on that Friday evening is we've got some whole hog on spits. We're going to have some American-style Texas brisket. We've also got local crab tacos being made as an entree dish for guests when they first arrive.
Gorgeous.
And we're also playing around with the local mullet fish, which obviously is quite big in the area. It's a local species.
Yeah.
We've got a gentleman from Cuisine Co., which is one of the two caterers that we're using for the evening. He's actually going to be putting that mullet fish in a smoker and adding some aged spices to that.
So it's all barbecue. That's seared and smoked.
It is seared and smoked.
Mega Ticks if you want to go and check it out.
Yep. Awesome stuff. It's going to be delicious. If it's anything like this... It's going to be amazing.
This is awesome. This is a winner, and you need to bring this out more often. Thank you for bringing it to us.
Thank you very much. What would you delightful. Give it, Nikki? 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm reckon 10 out of 10.
Shame
your kids aren't going to get to taste any of that.
Oh. Kids are not having a slice of that.
We're going to finish that off.
Thank you very much.
Jay, thank you from Barbecue Events.
Thanks for having us down here. So.
Mega Ticks, if you want to go and check out the Crab Fest pre-fest action on Friday night.
Get your tickets.
And I'm going to marry this bacon and...
Oh, would you? I'm sick of you going on about it.
Thank you.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With the entangler of the entertainment. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
No. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Katy Perry is pregnant.
Oh, wow.
She announced the news with the release of her latest single yesterday and the music video. It's for the song called Never Worn White. 'Cause I never worn white, but I want to get it right. Yeah, I really want to try with you.
Oh, there we go.
It's about her getting married to Orlando Bloom next month, and she didn't wear white when she got married to Russell Brand.
Right.
And at the end of the music video, it pans to a shot of her cradling her baby bump in a flowing white dress. Making sure everybody knows.
I'm rubbing mine
she's
too.
Pregnant. Can you stop that? Now, the release of the new James Bond film, No Time to Die, has been pushed back 7 months.
Wow.
Until November amid coronavirus fears.
Because they had issues with filming in...
Well, they've had issues with filming. Like, they had sprained ankles, they've had scheduling issues, explosions gone wrong. They've finished, but they're worried about the coronavirus and ticket sales.
Oh, right.
Obviously, over in China, there's theatres are shut around the country, so there's going to be no one heading to the theatres there. And obviously, people worry about going out in public with large crowds, so they've pushed it all back. So it's really Bond, I think, Mulan's another one that they're not sure what's going to go there because these are big movies and they're going to lose. They said Bond's on track to lose $7 billion due to ticket sales being down and promotional things like that. So they've obviously weighed it up and thought the best way is to push it back and hopefully everything's looking better in November.
Look, everything, we're just going to put everything on hold.
Yeah, basically the world's on hold at the moment.
2020, we'll come back in 2021. How about
that? Let's do that. So November 25 is the new date for No Time to Die if you're a Bond fan. I tell you what, it better be a bloody good movie after all of this. Now, The Weeknd has released a strange short film to accompany his upcoming album, After Hours. You have to look it up. It's a five-minute film, and he's kind of looks like the Joker. Like, he's wearing that red jacket that he's been wearing in all his music videos. Yeah, it's all continuing on. So every video he's released is kind of like, it's a movie if you play it all together. It looks very odd. There's like a strange force dragging him around, and he looks like he might murder someone.
No.
Anyway, After Hours is out on March 20. Look up the video if you're interested. And Demi Lovato has opened up for the first time about her relapse and near-fatal overdose on Ellen this week. She spoke about her struggle with bulimia as well.
I struggled really hard with an eating disorder, yes, and that was my primary problem. And then it turned into other things. But my life, I just felt it was so, and I hate to use this word, but I felt like it was controlled by so many people around me that if I was in my hotel room at night, they would take the phone out of the hotel room so I couldn't call room service. Or if there was fruit in my room, they took it out because that's extra sugar. Like, we're not talking about, like, brownies and cookies and candies and stuff like that. It's like, it was fruit. For many years, I didn't even have a birthday cake. Like, I had a watermelon cake where you cut your watermelon into the shape of a cake, and then you'd put fat-free whipped cream on top, and that was your cake. And so for years, I did that, and it kind of became like this ongoing joke, but I just really wanted birthday cake.
She's miserable buggers.
I know. Give the girl some cake. Leave her alone. Anyway, it's good news that she's not with that team anymore. Mm. So
she's left that cult by the sound of things.
Good.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.